Hi, this is Bart Baggett, and we're looking at Kurt Cobain's handwriting. Now, if you're not in your 20s, you may not know who Kurt Cobain is, but he was the lead singer of a band called Nirvana, which in the early 90s was just number one on the charts across the board. In fact, personally, I have a memory of the Olympics in 1992 or 94, I think it was, and one of the young gymnasts was preparing for her gold medal performance, and she had a Walkman on, and she was listening to Nirvana, and it really put her in that proper state. So the actual act of being able to connect with this type of music kind of gives a demonstration of how profound, really, Kurt Cobain was. His music really moved a generation, and it's really sad that some of the most successful people, some of the most creative, end up having real emotional problems, and they can't quite get it all together, so to speak. Now, when we're looking at the handwriting analysis, I'd like to point out that it is extremely small. And small handwriting, of course, is not a sign of suicidalness, but you do find that people that have very small handwriting have more intense emotions, more focused emotions, and actually more intense emotions. So the analogy would be it's like having dynamite comes in small packages. If somebody is very closed and condensed and their writing is very small, whatever emotions they are having tend to be more intense. And in his case, they were negative, sad, depressed emotions. And if anyone's dealt with depression, it's not only a sincere illness or and/or can be chemical, but physically it's just draining, and of course mentally it just obsesses all your thoughts. Now you can't quote unquote see someone has chemical depression, but you can look at the entire writing, and you know that because the writing basically slants downhill and to the right, on average, especially in the first two or three paragraphs, that is a sign of depression. And if you think about the word depression or down, our vocabulary actually illustrates how people feel. In the English language, I'm down, I'm feeling slow, is totally opposite to feeling up, optimistic, bright side of life. Even words like dark or dreary or he's looking bleak, those are words that indicate darkness, sadness, down. Even our body language goes down. So when the writing looks, quote unquote, down to the right, it symbolizes this overall perspective of depression. Now, the other thing that's important to look at is at his handwriting is not only the size and the fact that the whole baseline slants down is the level of the T. Now, not everyone that's successful has a high T bar, but you do find people with a high T bar having a good self-image. Kurt does not have a good self-image, not just because of the words that you write, which I didn't even actually read them while I'm doing this analysis. I have read them in the past, but the T bar. Notice that there's a couple of the words that, THAT. Well, the first stroke on that, THAT, actually connects the T to the H. And that's very typical of people that write, because writers tend to have a good fluidity of thinking, writers, dancers, etc. And so that H connects. But even that is a low T bar. In some cases, it's average. Now, the other T bar, the ending T, that is really low, not just in the middle, but really low. So really, you're talking about 7/8 of the letter T, or the stem, is on top. So it's a very high T, which is pride, dignity, self-respect, and then you get very low crossing, which indicates a real struggle with your self-image, goals, ambitions, etc. I think if you read some of what he wrote, he is very appreciative as well as a little bit humbled by the fame that he's achieved. In this case, he got famous really young, very fast, and he's a musician. He was an artist. He wasn't necessarily set out to hold the dreams of youth on his shoulders. So those are some of the key things you look at in the suicide note. Now we looked at other suicide notes, and we see, for example, Major tilting down on the edge of the paper. There's not the classic "I'm about to suicide now" note, because what happens in that, and I'm saying this is not true because he did commit suicide for this, is not only is the handwriting slant down, but sometimes it actually curves to the right, almost if you were holding a piece of spaghetti off of the side of a table. The writing continues to curve on the way down, and that's usually the telltale sign that the end is very, very near. In Kurt's case, we do see a lot of very, very negative signs. The pen pressure seems very heavy. That's something you cannot tell off the internet, or nor could I tell because I didn't look at the original. You also see a lot of crossing out. This is something that you wouldn't really read in our home study course, but in general, when people continually to cross out things, it's like a constant need for perfection. It's like, that's not good enough. I got to start over. No, that's not good enough. I got to start over. So it's this real need to over accentuate and to over be too much of a perfectionist on what they're trying to say, and therefore self-critical because it wasn't good enough the first time. You'll see a lot of heavy handwriting with a lot of light. Even the capital pronoun I, it says fact that I went, that pronoun I is so small. You don't see people with a good healthy ego with an I that small. Usually the I is pretty average. People with big egos and healthy egos have an I that's a substantial size. Now obviously with anything that's too out of the ordinary, a huge capital I or a huge signature would indicate something very negative and or, shall we say, egotistical and arrogant. That's definitely not his problem. You also see a little bit of loner quality. The Y's are straight down. You see a preponderance of printing, and that, of course, means that they're not expressing their feelings. A man that prints all the time doesn't express his feelings. He harbors them. A man that prints and writes tiny all the time harbors them even more, and then a man that prints, write tiny, and writes very heavy, then this is a person that's really into his own self, and especially if he's an AB writer, it's hard to gather the slant from his printing because it's almost all print. And if you recall from our home study course, the printing that cursive handwriting is really where you get the slant from, although you can measure it with certain printing letters. So in general, you see this person that's very, very subjective, repressed. Now, that doesn't mean always someone's going to be suicidal because they're that way, but if you do have a bent toward depression, a bent toward violence, a bent toward these emotions that are negative, such as resentful, then they're all going to intensify because of the personality type this is. Now, he has a great eye for detail. We see the close eye dot on there, and we see the E's that are sometimes closed, which means they're not listening. It's just very sad. Mainly, you see somebody that's just very sad and kind of stuck in his own head and can't seem to reach out for help and be expressive. Now, would graphotherapy have helped him? I don't think so. You need a much more powerful intervention than that. But a grapho could have helped him when he's 18, because when he's 26 or 27, when he killed himself, he lived with these self-esteem issues, and they got worse and worse and worse. That's my analysis in summary, as short as you can. If you would like to send your analysis of Kurt Cobain, please mail your analysis in via email to mail@myhandwriting.com. We will have one of our programmers take what you've written and add it to the website, or you can go into the boardroom, the bulletin board, and you could add your own input about Kurt Cobain's signatures and about his suicide note right there on the online chat. And just go to handwritinguniversity.com. And you can find the chat room from the homepage. This is Bart Baggett. I appreciate your continuing to read our newsletter and take a look at our website. And I hope you enjoyed this analysis of Kurt Cobain. Remember, come back every week to read Weekly Strokes and myhandwriting.com for new updates.